It's time to talk to our financial planner, Brad Graber, and the topic today is debt consolidation, which, by the way, you can learn more about this on Brad's website at investingintruth.com. Brad, good morning.
Good morning, Kelly.
Well, I would have thought that debt consolidation would have been the thing to do to take care of debt. One monthly payment, boom, it's out of your hair and out of your mind. But then I started looking through some of your notes, and I thought, whoa, there are some things here that I need to be aware of. And I really just kind of want to know, for anybody that would want to do this, where do we start? And then we'll get to those other things we need to be really aware of and concerned with.
Yeah, and I think you caught the main point of my notes was that it's not always that obvious thing to do. And honestly, the first place that I tell people to start is looking inside, getting your information together, but also asking yourself the question, why do you want to consolidate your debt? And a lot of times I feel like we're tired of our debt. We want to get it fixed as quickly as we can. And it seems like, wow, if I can consolidate it, get this one payment, get a lower interest rate, then that's my quick fix and boom, it's going to be taken care of. But there's a lot of things we got to take into consideration with that. And a lot of times, honestly, debt consolidation doesn't work as well if our debt's relatively new. A lot of times when I find that it works well is when somebody's already been tackling their debt, they've been paying it off, they've been improving their credit score, and that's old debt that they might be able to improve on. So as that starting point, like I said, I would want you to list out all of your debts, look at what your minimum monthly payments are, what are the interest rates you're paying, and then how much time do you have left on all those debts? Because the time frame of your debt's really going to play in as we start to analyze things as well. And then understand why you have those debts. We need to make sure that we're not still continuing in the patterns that got us into those debts in the first place, because that can be a big problem if we consolidate and we've not improved the problem that we had as the underlying reason for the debt.
Well, you also say to research your consolidation options, and I didn't even realize there were options necessarily. I guess in my mind, I just kind of, you know, condensed it down to consolidation is consolidation. Pick somebody and go with it.
Sure, there can be a lot of options out there. So number one, how much is being offered to you as a consolidation amount? And with that, then we're going to be able to kind of take the next step to see how that can improve it. What is the interest rate they're offering us? What would be the new monthly payment amount? So that could be structured in a lot of ways. In some of them, you may only be paying interest. In others, you may be paying over like a 5-year period. So we need to understand what is that new monthly payment going to be, but then also what is the length of the new loan? So if we're only paying interest, we really don't have an end to when that loan is going to be paid off. So while we may be paying less, are we actually getting anywhere? But in other cases, we want to make sure that we're not just taking our current debt and stretching it out longer to get that lower payment. So we want to make sure that we're matching up time frames here. But then also, are there any fees associated with the new loan? It's not going to be good for us to just consolidate at a lower interest rate, but then add to the amount that we're borrowing because we have to pay high fees to get this new loan.
Okay, you also say to figure out the best consolidation scenario. And again, that's going to be looking at high interest rates, largest monthly payments in relation to balance due. And what else do we need to be aware of with that?
Yeah, and this is, what are you really wanting to accomplish with your consolidation? So is it just reducing the amount you're paying in interest? Is it going to be trying to free up some room in your budget because your minimum monthly payments are so large when you add them all together? So you really have to look at how can I play these numbers and doing the math, How can these options that I'm being offered improve my situation in the way I need them improved? And another one is, do you just have some debt that's just really bad debt? It causes you a lot of stress. It may have strings attached as far as the collateral that they're going after. You need to be able to look at it and say, oh, can I replace this, what I would consider a dangerous debt, with something that may be a little less dangerous or a little less stressful for you?
Well, Brad, as we're talking, I'm sitting here thinking too, and maybe this is something we can look at that's for just a second that is very specific, and that would be along the lines of consolidation where you take a high-interest credit card debt and you transfer it to another card that's offering low interest. Is that a smart thing to do to help consolidate debt and reduce it?
Again, it can depend. If it's something that you think you can get paid off in a reasonable amount of time, and the fees aren't too big to do that, typically there's going to be some kind of a fee if you're moving from one credit card to another card. It's just a matter of doing that math again. Does it make sense for me to move from this card to this card And after I factor in the fees and I, maybe I'm going from a 25% interest rate to 0% for the next 6 months and the next 12 months even, how is that math going to play out? And that's really what it boils down to. And then what do I feel like the probability is of me being able to stick to this plan? If I'm really stretching myself or it's somewhat unrealistic that the plan is going to be able to play out as I'm trying to assume the math will, then I got to take that into consideration as well, because I don't want to stress myself so much to try to get out of this debt that I'm putting myself in almost a no-win situation.
You know, something else I think is really smart, Brad, you mentioned this in the article that you've written, which, by the way, all of you will be able to, again, get more information about this topic on Brad's website, investingintruth.com. But I think it's a very wise thing when we make any big moves with our budget to sit down with a piece of paper, and on one side we've got the pros, and on the other side the cons or the risks. Talk about those two columns as they relate to debt consolidation.
Yeah, with debt consolidation, the pros are really lowering your interest rate is one big one. And the lowering of the interest rate, it means what you're paying, more of it's going to pay off the actual debt instead of just going to interest, which is the profit of the lender. And that can facilitate a couple of things. It can either allow you to pay less because you're still paying your loans off at the same rate, but less is going to interest, so you have a lower monthly payment. Or if you can keep paying the same monthly payment, it can allow you to pay off your balances quicker. So those are really the benefits of consolidating your debt. The risk of consolidating your debt, number one, I already mentioned fees. Number two, are they wanting collateral that I don't really want to give collateral for? So maybe I have credit card debt where there's nothing that I've given as collateral to for them to attach to. But now I'm going to go and replace it with some kind of a loan against my home. And typically you can get a much lower interest rate if you're willing to put your home up as collateral, because the lender knows you're not going to want to give up your home. But now, guess what? You now have debt that has your home at risk if you can't pay it. Interest rate risk is another one. So maybe you're going from a fixed rate that's a little bit higher to one that's variable rate. And we can see interest rates move in all different directions, and they've gone down over the prior years, but they could be at risk for going up at this time. So we have to make sure that we're not taking on a lot of future risk by giving up a rate that's not going to change for one that could go up over time, or even where we may even be being offered a teaser rate, which is a really low rate now, but in 6 months or 12 months, it's going to really jump up. So is it really worth moving it for a short period of time and possibly paying fees to do that when ultimately the rate could end up in a worse situation than it is right now? And then one thing for me is trying to play out the whole idea of what is the game plan for getting you out of debt. And if you have a lot of little debts, it's nice because we can kind of attack them one at a time and start making improvements and free up monthly budget money in a short amount of time. And we start to see that progress, and that gets that snowball rolling. Where if we consolidate it, yeah, it feels good at the time, but now we have one big debt and one big debt payment. And by chipping away at it, we may not feel the progress, because now it's like trying to pay off your home. You can pay extra on it for months and years, and you really don't feel like you made a whole lot of progress. Where if it's not consolidated, we have this list of maybe it's even 5, 6, 7 different debts. But you know what? When we knock one off the list, we feel progress, and we feel empowered to go after the next one.
Yeah, amen to that. And you know, Brad, I got to tell you, one of the things that I really appreciate that you do for us as our brother in Christ is you don't just look at the black and white nuts and bolts of budgeting and dealing with our finances, but you also bring it back to looking at our heart issues. And are we right with God and what he says in his word about how we should handle things? So talk about the heart issue where it's concerned with debt consolidation.
Debt is a huge heart issue, and that's why I stressed at the beginning that we have to make sure we understand why we have the debts. Is it because of reckless spending? Is it because of greed? Have we been impatient in the past? Are we materialistic? Is there a sinful reason behind why we have our debts? And if that's still there, then consolidating our debts can be somewhat dangerous, because maybe we take all of our credit cards, we consolidate it against our house, and if we don't get rid of the credit cards and the credit card spending problem, next thing you know, we're going to have credit card debts and a new loan on our house, this consolidated debt. And now we find ourselves in a worse situation than we were before. So we got to make sure that we're taking care of the root problem. And until we take care of that, I don't think a consolidation loan is going to be any good, because it doesn't matter if we're paying off that debt a little bit faster if we're accumulating new debt on the other side of it. So we need to make sure that we're fixing that problem. And one thing I would always stress, too, as you're considering the idea of debt consolidation, wise counsel is so important. So surround yourself with somebody else that will give you godly feedback. And as you're considering it, even if the math looks good for you and everything else sounds good and looks good, run it by somebody else. See what they have to say and make sure you're not missing something. And that's just another good biblical principle, is always seeking that wisdom of other people to feed into our lives.
You know, 20 years ago, Brad, I would have looked at my credit cards, and had I consolidated, I know what I would have done. I would have looked at those newly cleaned up credit cards where the debt was consolidated elsewhere and said, oh, I've got $10,000 more I can spend over here, and that would have been a disaster.
Unfortunately, that's too often the case.
Well, Brad, thanks for your time this morning, and want to invite all of you to check out Brad's website, investinginTruth.com. And I know we haven't mentioned this for a while, so got about 30 seconds, Brad. If you can, just summarize your boot camp that's available through the website, because that is such a fantastic tool and so easy to digest on a monthly basis.
Sure. At the top of my website, you'll see a tab that says Financial Boot Camp. And what it is, it's a 12-month course that I teach where I just go through A to Z on finances, starting with the very basic biblical concept of God owning it all. Then we're going to look at what does the Bible say about debt, what does it say about how we should be spending our money, how we should be giving, and then going all the way into saving, investing, work, all the other aspects of the biblical application of finances in our life. And so like the topic we're talking about today, lesson two and lesson three would really be where we're talking about that. Number one is, what's the biblical concept on debt? And what does the Bible have to speak into the idea of debt? And then lesson three is, how do we get out of it? So there's lots of articles in there talking about the things we talked about today.
All right. Check it all out. investinginTruth.com. Brad, thanks so much. I hope you have a great Monday.
You too, Kelly.